That's a hard 66.
Yeah. He looks bad, but in an American way.
Interesting,
I know what you
Prince
mean.
Andrew.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like he would work at like a U-Haul franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, or be like the CEO of like a small theater company or something like that.
He looks like he would disown his gay son or something.
I mean, I think that would probably be for the best, considering these people.
Yes. Yeah. Not we're talking Prince Charles. I don't know if we even.
Yeah.
The royal Prince family. Charles. Sorry.
Prince Andrew. And
Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
All respect to the king.
All respect.
We still respect the crown.
We love the crown.
King Chuck.
King Chuck.
King Chuck.
Let me ask you something.
King Chuck.
You opening up with a question?
Are old world rats, we were talking about Ratatouille. Are old world rats grosser to you than American rats? Because they are to me. A Paris rat is.
When you say like an American rat, you mean like a New York rat?
Oh,
like a pet rat.
What do you mean,
anywhere?
Like a fucking rat?
Well, yeah, like a New York. No, not a.
Because that makes me. I'm disgusted
not a
by
snitch.
That.
Like an
not
Eric Adams rat.
Like Jimmy Altieri.
Not a snitch. I'm talking about. I got the stupidest. You know those videos that are like this guy that was.
Lights? Oh, yeah.
This guy that was in the Irish mob reveals secrets, and then it's like got the crazy, like. Filters on the video and stuff.
Well, now they can just make it AI faces.
He's like, no one should like this guy because he was a rat.
Yeah.
Shut there's the no worse fuck thing. Up.
Everyone in the mob is a rat.
You don't want to go to jail for 50 years.
Like, every single person who's ever been in the mob has eventually.
There is not really that much of a code.
It's like this weird. They for some reason, there's this idea that. I mean, I'm sure they have a code of honor, but none of them follow it.
Well, also, talk the talk.
Sopranos is so good about like being like, you go inside, you do your bit. And like it has shown, demonstrated so much so what happens to you if you do that and then try to re-enter the world. Like
Tulsa King.
Tulsa King is the best case scenario.
You get Tulsa King.
You get to build a multicultural, multiracial coalition.
Yeah, Fichlamana.
Fichlamana.
Tony Blundetto.
Tony B.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember when he
Richie
found
April?
$12,000 in a plastic bag and then gambled it all away in a single night? Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, every time they're like, boy, hang on. We're going to kill you or put you back in jail. Yeah.
And then you've got Ray Curto, who was a rat the whole time. And then he dies.
Oh, yeah, that old man.
And they're like, he was the best of us. Yeah. You know, he was giving them everything.
But, like, every real mobster, it's always he was a rat. And then, like, that person was also. It's like
the person talking,
It's like militias in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Those, like, white nationalist militias. Every single one of them is an FBI.
Oh, they
like,
fit. Yeah.
Well, they're just informing to the FBI. All of them.
Well, that, I mean, like after January 6th, it was a circus.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like there was nothing unifying them beyond being like MAGA guys, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now the FBI is.
We've restored it.
Got to keep tabs on. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Now we got cash.
We've restored it to whatever it was when they like killed Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, when they were like doing really bad stuff. No, I don't think they're even capable of doing stuff like that anymore.
No, they're too stupid.
It's funny
off
that
an
like when Pete Buttigieg became, you know, Secretary of Transportation, all those insane
probably the
like
goat of right of Secretary.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best. Only one I can name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But those weird transit related thing, like things started happening,
trains.
Like trains started exploding and bringing noxious chemicals down.
Yeah.
And like, were all those plane crashes happening before Trump came back into office, or did that happen last
they
year?
They started when he was in office.
Yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
It coincided with a lot of FAA cuts that I think
Doge
might have been doing.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's just to say that reminds me of cash coming in and all of a sudden there's all these high profile assassinations and kidnappings insane crimes.
I was getting deep in the Instagram comments, which is something I hate to do.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel horrible because you realize everyone is a white supremacist.
Yep.
And or completely illiterate.
Yeah.
Or
just
illiterate.
Happy to take whatever talking point they're being fed by Nick Fuentes.
Yeah.
Or a Joe Biden Democrat.
Oh, the worst.
And
blue,
it's
no matter who.
It's just the worst shit. But it was like, what the fuck were they even? Oh, it was something about Charlie Kirk. It was like some guy was at a school board meeting causing a scene because a teacher said something about Charlie Kirk that he didn't like.
Oh, of course.
And all the comments are like, you know, the one like reasonable comment was like, he was a podcaster.
He came from 10 states away.
Yeah. But all the comments are just like.
You can't go into comments anymore.
Fucking
except
nuts.
Our videos.
They're crazy.
Yeah. I am shocked by how good the comments are on our videos.
Yeah. Listen, if you're out there commenting, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. To answer your question, I give no mind to Old World Rats. I don't think of them.
Okay. Okay, well, think of them now.
Old World Rats were more of a force of nature.
It's like thinking of Redwall. Like, it's like they don't really, or Despero, you know? Continue. They're just, they're fictional.
Despero.
Yeah, they exist in my mind.
That's or, Freak with the Big Ears.
Or the Great Mouse Detective, Basil.
The Warriors, that's a cat one, right? Wasn't there like a Warriors cat book
maybe
series?
Maybe it might have been. I'm not sure.
I feel like that would have been right,
right
up
now
here.
I'm thinking of the movie The Warriors and also The Golden State Warriors.
No, it's neither of those.
Okay,
it's
a, then I have nothing.
I think it's a book about smart cats who do fantasy stuff. Smart like they can think and talk like a man.
Whoa.
And I don't know in this world if man exists.
Because
I haven't read the books.
Is Redwall, do man exist in Redwall?
I don't know. Actually,
I think in the first one, they're riding in a cart at the very beginning. Like a horse pulled cart,
and then man is never
and
mentioned
is never
again.
Mentioned.
Does they, but
ever again?
Their kingdom, right?
Yeah, they have an abbey.
Yeah, this but somebody built an abbey.
I mean, I suppose you know,
so
it's
like a monastic order as well.
That's the thing. I don't remember very many monks.
They're Christian. They're ascetics. They eschew all pleasure.
Yeah, they're all very violent.
They shave their whole body.
Yeah, they live in that temple and just eat candied walnuts.
Yeah,
which I mean, it must quite be like a large, like a glen. Like at a certain time in history, I'm sure that there were enough untouched swaths of old growth European forests.
Yeah, they just didn't travel very far.
Oh, what's the snake's name?
You know, I don't know that.
I don't remember the snake's name. All I remember is Marl Fox's and Pearl of Lutra.
All you remember.
Come on, you remember the Long Patrol. You remember Salamandastron, Badger, the Badger Fortress.
Salamandastron was always talk about Clooney the Scourge.
Clooney's a big one. So who the fuck was the snake? Did I even
Martin
read the snake
Warrior?
One?
The snake is in Redwall. It's in the first one.
Yeah, but I read that one like first, and it was the longest time ago.
Oh, fuck.
Look at who the snake is.
Jacob, what's the name of the snake from Rango?
Oh, Rattlesnake Jake.
That's right. Jesus. He can remember
He's
that
so
one.
So cool.
What about the snake from Jungle Book?
Ka.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Uh-huh. The original.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Trust in me. Just in me. He's trying to like eat the boy.
Snake. I told you guys about this. I don't know if I ever
Asmodeus poison teeth.
Oh.
Asmodeus? What do you think?
Asmodeus?
Asmodeus. As a kid, I probably would have said Asmodeus.
Yeah.
Asmodeus I actually like better.
Here's some AI art of him.
Are there any other reptiles in the rest of the books?
I think there's a snake in Martin the Warrior, too.
Is it just snake? I don't remember any like other lizards or anything.
That I was trying to make plans to play more No Man's Sky with my brother, and he's like, I don't know if I can do this weekend. We're going to a reptile show.
A reptile show?
Pretty sick.
Yep.
Is that like what's happening in Florida? Because they had like cold weather and all the iguanas are freezing. So people are catching them and eating them.
that's like a descend into madness type
cold
behavior.
Stunned it is. Because the weather got too cold, so all the iguanas become inert.
So they're eating them? So
people are picking them up and selling and eating them.
So
wait,
like
why?
Because it got cold.
That's
food's
like,
not available?
That's like the closest thing to they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats.
Yeah.
They're eating the iguanas.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like
it's
framed as a funny TikTok.
White trash.
It's like, look, I made it's iguana pizza.
That my brother, no, he said, my friend's really into reptiles. He's got six snakes. He asked me if I wanted to pet Lemon,
snakes?
And I said yes, and Lemon was a six-foot Burmese python.
Oh, so this friend
this
has
kid
like
owns
snake snakes.
Well, they're adults. They're in their mid-20s.
I know.
So
this kid's got how many snakes?
Nobody's got snakes.
So there are four snakes in the Redwall universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Asmodeus, Poison Teeth, obviously the goat.
Yeah.
Then you got Baylis the Slayer.
Cool.
Harsax and a Sicarus.
Oh, wait, what's the third one? That one sounds familiar.
Harsax.
I think
like
I remember
an
Harsax.
Elden Ring dragon.
Harsax is...
I guess I'm thinking of Grand Sax.
Oh, he was killed by Sagaxus.
Or Placidisax, maybe.
Ooh.
His parent was Beruska.
Siblings
are Sestra and Vasilis, which are more snakes.
Oh, there's Ballas the Slayer.
Oh, he's from Triss. I don't know if I ever read Triss.
Are you guys both on a Redwall wiki right now?
Yeah, I'm checking who Croikle is. That's a frog.
I don't remember.
Who Croikle?
Yeah.
Who up Croikle? They frog?
Alexa, who Croikle?
Alexa,
there's a book
who Croikle?
Called Tagarung. That was probably cool for you.
I remember that one.
A Filipino.
Yeah. Tagarung.
That's like when I nudged my girlfriend when we were watching Two Towers and Shadowfax came up and I was like, was that cool for you when you were riding? When you were a horse girl? She knew what I meant. rats though, like what do you mean? I'm still caught up on old world rats versus like
rats American that are from the old
like
world.
A plague ship rat.
They're all old world rats.
I know, but then they come over here and then they're just a gross pest. But over there, I feel like there's something more.
I think it's something
to be feared.
Yeah, I think they can talk. It's like Dracula becoming a pile of rats.
Okay. I think they can talk. The ones
over
there.
What do they say? Really nasty stuff. Brexit was good.
It's horrible stuff.
They're like, so you're talking about like. You got New York gutter rats versus like Nim rats.
Nim rats.
Yeah.
Well, oh, the secret of. Yeah.
But they're more like Clooney, the Scourge types, I think.
So they could wield like weapons and stuff.
But they can't all be Clooney.
Well, plague.
Okay, so they wield plague like Clooney would a spear.
Yeah, yeah.
I started reading Between Two Fires.
Oh.
Which you recommended, I believe. Yeah. A few people have asked me, told me to read it. And finally, library came through, gave me a hold.
Shit.
Oh. And it is great because they don't know, they're like, I mean, it's an amazing, terrifying look at like what the plague must have been like, all these dead towns and churches.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's like, we know it must be a punishment handed down from heaven on high or judged from the hells because of the smell. But there is one where the girl's like, they made my dad kill all his bees because they said the bees went to sick Jewish towns.
Yep. Could be true. We don't know.
Bees.
We do not know what spread that plague.
Hey, honey, but did these bees go, to Williamsburg?
It's kind of Jewish about this, honey. Huh?
This bee didn't go to Pico Roberts, did it?
They haven't cracked that. That's a big part of the being beekeeper too. They're making that, so
they are making
that could
the
be
beekeeper
a plot device.
Too.
Yeah,
there's another movie that Jason Statham's going to be in that could be very funny, or it could be kind of like okay, this isn't working. But it's called Jason Statham Stole My Bike.
Oh wow, that's an enticing title.
Like a meta.
Yeah, it's kind of like the unbearable weight of massive talent kind of deal, which I never saw.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't seem like.
No.
I don't know. I like seeing Nick Cage on screen, but I don't need the whole like memed like Nick Cage is so crazy. He's just a rich guy that makes choices.
That's one
as
from
an
mom
actor.
And dad.
Well, and now he's.
Well, I don't know if he's a rich guy anymore. He was
at one point. He wasn't.
He might be again. I think.
Yeah.
He's not that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty funny. His run in the 2000s.
Yeah, it was awesome.
2010s.
Yeah.
It was like Bruce Willis, but these movies were like.
There should be a lottery that every like up and coming like famous actor has to, you know, 1 in 10 chance that they have to commit tax fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I mean, they all seem to.
Yeah. Like not Glenn Powell. I'm trying to think of like an actor right now who's hot who could
Chalamet?
Take. Yeah, but Chalamet is too.
He's too big.
He's too
he doesn't
small,
need it.
Okay,
I mean.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know. There's something about his face.
What about like Randy Quaid?
Well, that's not.
He's already
like
done
now,
it.
Randy.
He's
Quaid? Gone.
He's
like completely.
Sorry, what about Dennis?
Dennis Quaid? Is also, I think,
he's
over
old,
the, I mean,
so
a younger
old.
Guy.
Yeah, like a currently like
he's
rising.
Young.
I mean, like Colin Jost has to do action films for the next 10 years.
Colin Jost doesn't do any movies though,
That's,
does he?
Well, okay, no, but I'm just trying to think of anyone who's young.
What a
and,
fucking Colin Jost! That guy. Annoys the hell out because
my dad was on the phone. He's like, did you see this video of Colin Jost doing the bobsledding? Because they're big Olympics heads, my parents.
I mean, the Olympics are great,
and I think
but
he's
like,
just part of the NBC coverage team because he's in the family.
Oh,
who's out there watching Colin Jost videos?
My dad,
I guess.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
It's not Michael Che.
Bobsledding,
neither of them, like, they were both there for so fucking long.
All right, well then who
and
would be...
I don't find either one of
we
them
We still haven't
particularly...
answered the rat question.
We also haven't answered my question about an actor who would take
I know, but you got me heated on
turn.
Colin Jost. He's married to Scarlett Johansson, this guy. And I don't know what
that's
he's good
true.
At. I guess
something.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Must
presumably. She's had the best, I'm
he
sure.
He probably makes
she
her laugh.
She doesn't have to worry
she
about money.
She can afford the best.
He probably makes her laugh.
He's
I
funny.
He's funny. My favorite SNL matchup was when Fred Armisen and what's her face, that Scientologist, Moss, Elizabeth Moss got together. Because apparently, I think John Hamm was hosting and she came by for a bit part on one sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And then she and Fred Armisen met after the show and got married and were together for 10 months.
Holy shit.
And both have said after the fact that it was awful. And any pictures of them together? Yeah. Very funny.
I love when like a relationship escalates that hasn't even lasted a year. Like there's that, like, that Winter Olympics guy. Like, got like the bronze medal.
Begging for his girlfriend.
Of
she's
six
like,
months.
I cheated on you.
like his girlfriend of six
and he
months.
He cheated at 3 months.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, hey, you gotta let it go, buddy.
Yeah, you, you did, embarrass you yourself. You embarrass her.
You're gonna do it again.
There's nothing to get yeah. back.
You're
for
at
you.
The Olympics.
Yeah, you're just putting it on her.
Yeah, you are. You're at the Olympics.
He's like, wow. I want to apologize to her for what I did 3 months ago and what I'm about to do now that I have this like, bronze medal.
Yeah. We're broken up. Yeah. We're technically broken up. You know.
Oh, actually, I don't know. They ran out of condoms.
Babe, if you if you'd like to,
they only had 10,000 at this one.
Come to Milan. Wow. We'll have a hot dog on a waffle, just like we do in the homeland.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep,
a,
yep.
We just did a video where we looked at Scran, and that was
I
in
saw
it.
Sean White went back to the Olympics. He did the half pipe.
Really?
Yeah. Because he is not competing. He's just
for
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Just to do it?
I'm sure they just have him comment on...
Yeah, he's just like... Oh, to do half pipe is in...
They just let him do the half pipe
by
himself.
Oh, but he did... Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's like fun. Crying and stuff.
I saw at the end
I
of
bet,
like a...
I bet Sean... Cleaned
oh.
up.
Oh,
he's a celebrity walking
oh, yeah,
through there.
God.
Like,
flying well, tomato
the, at all the Olympics.
Went damn yeah. splat.
You know, a lot. There was a lot of red.
Red what?
A lot of red hair.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. Yeah. But a seat.
A lot of yeah, red yeah. butts.
Because of what he
filled
did.
With tomatoes.
From the tomatoes.
Well, tomato. Yeah. There was like a moment where they were like, we're going to make him. The guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't did. Really, they. I mean, for snowboarding and, you know, winter sports, yes. Yeah. But like, I think there was a bit where like he was like having bit parts in movies and TV shows. Like,
did he get
I think the guy
any,
that's really ironed would, that, yeah. that did yeah. that the best was John McEnroe, who's just in everything.
Who was that?
He's the tennis player. Oh. The God Mad.
Did he get some video games? Did he get any video games?
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. He yeah, had a skateboarding had, game too.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
That was
post Tony.
So
Hawk.
When I was a kid, when I started skateboarding, he was like a big, kind of up and coming
oh, yeah.
skater guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his main thing. And then he switched to snowboarding.
It's mm-hmm. like when you're watching a professional sport and then you find out that they also were a star player in a different sport
uh-huh.
in college. And it's like,
how does that
what
work?
The fuck do you mean you switched from football to baseball? You do one
well,
thing.
What's his name? Sinners?
Michael.
Ryan Coogler?
Ryan Coogler switched from football to movies.
See, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. You're
but it's
right.
a different sport.
It is a different sport, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he is still... Maybe he just talks in, like, football analogies. He's like, all right, we're going to take this
wait,
one
do the Ryan Coogler voice.
Yeah, I'm going to do the...
It's not a... It's that crazy accent.
He does. What crazy? Yeah, he talks weird.
He has a crazy Oakland accent.
I mean, it's very, very much, like... not what you would hear most directors like he just sounds like a guy from a city
yeah
yeah but it's like a such a specific accent the yeah. Oakland thing
I guess that's the Oakland
much.
One
yeah
I don't know any I think I actually do know one person from Oakland never mind then I take it back and it's go. Not Ryan Coogler.
Oh okay
I had a baseball N64 game I think it was Ken Griffey Jr. Yep. baseball
yep
he probably has a big volume of games named after him
yeah.
Yeah, he's
no. Sean White had a bunch of snowboarding games.
Yeah, I think
Michael
I played
Phelps
some of
didn't get a game.
What about Johnny Weir? Did he get a game?
Swimming game would fucking
Johnny
suck.
Weir.
Yeah,
who's that?
A figure skater.
Yeah.
What about Apollo Ono?
You got one. Oh,
inline skater.
Yeah, the yeah. speed skater, right?
Yeah,
I forgot about
what
him.
What about Oscar yeah. Pistorius? Just naming Olympians.
Yeah.
We should just find a bunch of like Olympic sports games. There's probably like a ton.
Yeah, we could release it 2 weeks after the Olympics.
Michael
yeah,
Jordan?
Yeah, as we usually do. Oh, yeah.
Olympian.
Swapped.
Gold medalist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dream team.
Baseball.
Baseball player.
Golf.
Baseball player.
Baseball player.
Golfer.
The golfer, yeah.
Michael never, Jordan from the Wizards?
Yeah. Plays golf with Larry Bird and
Bill Murray. Murray. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
I think
that's
there's
right.
someone else
Wayne
there.
Wayne Knight?
Wayne Knight is his caddy.
That Yeah, so.
You don't play golf with your caddy. They does, serve you.
Yeah.
Does he play with Charles Barkley?
No, I don't think so.
Just remember Larry Bird is golfing with him, right?
Larry Bird is golfing with him, yeah.
yeah. yeah. Some of the worst acting you'll ever see
hey,
is the basketball players in those movies. Hey, Michael.
Muggsy Bogues?
Celebrities in there.
Yeah,
Muggsy
Bogues. Yeah, yeah, he's in there.
Is the little one?
Yeah.
Is the goat movie? It's got a professional goat. Athlete.
Is Muggsy Bogues in it?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't know.
It's Steph
no.
Curry, right?
Steph
yeah,
Curry
is the main character.
He's not the main character. The main character is from Stranger Things.
Who the fuck is it?
The kid who plays Lucas.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
The man who plays
Lucas. Yeah, the adult man who plays the boy.
What
Lucas?
Steph Curry was
well, he's
the
executive
voice
producer.
His name
is
all over.
He's in it.
Yeah,
it's got Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
It's got Patton Oswalt.
You ain't Charles Barkley.
You just a wannabe. Wannabe
looks like him.
Be gone, wannabe.
Be gone.
Do, do, do.
You gotta let more athletes do some of this stuff.
The whole montage of them in the like no, hospital all over, it's just like, I don't know, man. I just can't play basketball
anymore. I've been MRI, CKG.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Basketball Jones.
It's going to be hard to beat, like,
Basketball Jones.
Working for Warner Discovery when Space Jam was coming out. Oh, being in the middle
Space
of all
Jam,
that.
Space Jam, New Legacy?
Yeah, New Legacy. Yeah. Not New the Legacy. First one.
With Al G. Rhythm?
Yeah.
Featuring Agent Smith.
Yes.
And the Droogs?
Yeah. Hey, the whole horrible Droogs.
Like six Jokers.
Yeah.
The king, the like Ice King or
Game
whatever.
Game of Thrones.
What
dragons.
Was the plot of the that white, movie that whatever? Like Don Cheadle wanted to like destroy Warner Brothers or something?
He like
there's
wanted,
a video game angle
he was a
too.
Hacker.
It was like something about
he was
IP.
Al G. Rhythm.
He was
Al G. Rhythm.
Program.
Yeah, he was a program.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan, it all I remember from that movie is that the end is Michael Jordan taking his son to E3 camp.
It's not Michael Jordan.
No, not
I'm sorry. LeBron James.
Yeah. I was like, Michael Jordan's not in that.
No, yeah. No, definitely not.
Like a cameo? Was it
LeBron
a cameo?
James.
Yeah, he takes
LeBron James.
Yeah. He takes him to coding camp.
Takes him to.
That's
to
right. That's right.
But it says E3.
Because he wants to make video games.
Because he's like,
he hates that.
Sort of. He does, but like they don't actually make him like a bad father, really. He just kind of doesn't get it.
Yeah.
But it's not like.
He's just kind
of like, you will play ball.
He's not abusive or mean or anything.
It's like, okay.
He's just out of touch.
I feel like you probably would have done this anyway, even if you hadn't had to Space Jam.
It's a shame that they didn't in the first Space Jam put Michael Jordan, his father being kidnapped because of his gambling debts.
Yeah, well, maybe. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't
and
know.
Murdered. And murdered.
And murdered. Yeah.
I don't think he was kidnapped. I think he was just murdered.
Just regular murdered?
I think he was just murdered.
They kidnapped his soul.
On that.
Yeah.
All on top of a Lola Bunny situation.
Yeah. A Lola Bunny situation.
Mm-hmm.
A blind beef Lola Bunny situation.
I think I'm mixing up Fly Like an Eagle and Basketball Jones.
Basketball.
That's not a bad thing.
I was doing Fly Like an Eagle, but you're right. It is Basketball Jones.
Those are
basketball
fine things Jones. To mix together.
Sure. Basketball Jones.
I don't know.
Sing. Sing, yes.
Be gone, wannabe. You're not the real Patrick Brown.
Be gone.
Be gone.
Well, what's the main, the R. Kelly?
I believe I can fly. I mean, like, that movie, very important to me as a kid. And looking back on it, obviously it's stupid. Obviously the acting's really bad. And there's a cynicism that exists once you know more about Michael Jordan and, the NBA and all that. But still, it's so good. And that first montage where it's like, now I'm doing it in reverse.
It's like Michael's
Jordan
returned.
Is like, Bugs Bunny!
Yeah.
It's so fucking cool.
No, that movie is great.
It's awesome.
And I have seen a lot of, especially when the new one was coming, I was like, the original Space Jam is fucking terrible. What are you talking about? So I watched. So
reverse
I watched,
takes.
I watched it.
Yeah.
It's great. And
animation's good too.
It's the Looney Tunes of it all that really makes it
when they
sing.
Spit shine the place
because it's fully a Looney Tunes movie.
Yes,
which is the best that you can do is to be a Looney Tunes movie.
I mean, it's
movie.
Crazy that they were like, we're gonna put the Iron Giant and the guys from the
oh god,
the
yeah, what properties
from Clockwork Orange?
Yeah. Oh, there's a Game of Thrones dragon flying by.
There's it.
Yeah,
yeah. Fucking
Pennywise is here.
Yeah, it was crazy. It all, but also like, kind of. Honest, it was like, oh, this is how you see, this is how you see
this is
the business
want,
of
right?
entertainment.
Yeah, it's hideous. Yeah. It's the most hideous.
It's
film.
Atrocious.
And we were all watching at the time, and we're like, how can we get this into Netflix's hands?
Yeah,
so they might make a sequel.
Wow, that'd be so huge.
Boy, everything sucks.
We didn't know how good we had it. When Space Jam: New Legacy was coming out.
So my uncle took me and my brother to Space Jam.
Oh, right,
he wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing, you know,
right.
But he takes us.
As a sports fan.
Yeah. And, well, Michael Jordan was
huge in the 90s.
Holy fuck.
We had a little
someone
like,
who grew up in the 90s. Oh, my God.
From
he
Space
was
Jam.
Like, I don't think there's anyone that even like comes close before, like, since.
Tiger?
No. Michael Jordan was like.
Maybe Tony Hawk.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I think
because
basketball
Tony Hawk's still very niche. Even with
you
the
think
game,
so?
Still very niche. I think it was just like the games.
I mean,
and
everyone
stuff
knows
we
that he's
about.
A skateboarder, but not everyone is like obsessed with him.
Oh yeah,
everyone was fucking obsessed with Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
he was everywhere.
Yeah,
and so he took us, but he accidentally took us like a week before it came out. What? So instead, we saw this Bill Murray elephant movie.
What?
Yeah, and in that elephant movie, he does the same thing as he does in Space Jam. He goes,
must have shot him around the same time, yeah.
Larger than life?
That's it, larger than life. We saw larger than life. Yeah, you probably don't need to worry about watching it. But I think that's also one of the movies with the elephant that I met.
Really?
From Operation Dumbo Drop as well.
Oh, same elephant, actor elephant.
This is going way deeper.
I rode his back at the San Diego Zoo when I was a child.
You had dominion over him.
Yes, I was given dominion for a short time over this.
Limited dominion.
You had a Prince Ali moment.
Yes,
precisely. Prince Ali, as you can see, really Aladdin.
Yeah. I got to ride a tortured, broken elephant that was later in movies.
You think they zapped it?
Oh, yeah. I think they did everything you can imagine to that elephant. All bad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Huh?
Let's do questions.
We just disappeared into your past.
Never done the podcast at this time and on this table.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I'll get all right into it.
I guess we do it this time.
Oh, we don't need to clarify that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When did I post the questions? Monday. Oh, days ago.
Yeah.
Where the fuck?
And we have done it at this time.
Yeah, often. Mostly at this time.
Actually, this is when we do it usually.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a sleepy day.
Yeah.
It's a sleepy day.
Podcast Q&A.
I'm happy to give an update. The car battery that I've had in my trunk for 2 years has been brought to term.
Yep.
It's time to
shine. After being safely carried in my boot. Mm-hmm. And now it's serving.
That's not ass.
No. That's. Well,
oh
wait,
my God,
I was so scared. Well, it went from the boot to the bonnet.
Okay.
Because now it's powering
urethra?
My car. Well, not the car. I guess gasoline does that. It starts it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put the new battery.
It handles certain functions.
Yeah.
Can't run it without
radio.
It.
But what are you going to put in your back seat now?
The old battery is back there now.
He's referring to ass.
Yeah.
I had to get jumped.
Yeah. Scary. Beat the hell out of you.
Just like that elephant that you rode. All right, Gandalf's big natural.
Someone tried to break you.
They put me in a cage.
Yeah. Gandalf's big natural's pink but no stink, or stink unlimited stink but no stink. Huh?
What?
Pink but no stink, or stink unlimited stink but no stink.
Fuck pink, marry stink, kill myself. Yeah.
Kill pink?
Yeah.
Kill Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm just Wiggles. Dwight Man Freddy, what is best in life?
I'm married to that stink. You the lamentations of the women.
The lamentations of the women.
You tell me flesh is stronger than steel? Flesh is stronger.
I was watching James Earl Jones turn to that snake again.
Yeah,
that's a good scene.
We haven't talked as much about the riddle of steel from the beginning when Conan's dad teaches it to him.
Oh, the riddle of steel. I know not this riddle.
People who found it were men, not gods, not Ruff, giants.
Mike Kowski, CinemaSins son or TikTok Reviews daughter?
TikTok Reviews daughter.
Yeah.
The CinemaSins is all the things wrong in a movie.
Yeah.
Not cinnamon.
Not a cinnamon boy.
I heard cinnamon sins.
Yeah.
What's TikTok daughter?
I don't know, but TikTok I don't want a CinemaSins son.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really annoying.
What about the guy who says movies are bad because like a cigarette is half smoked in one
just
shot?
Just nitpicking. It's a nitpicking channel.
What about what about Rotten Tomato non-binary child?
Versus food blogger dog.
food blogger dog. I'd take the food blogger dog. Yeah. I'd give it up for adoption, but I would take the food. A dog's way easier to get rid of than a kid. Yeah. It's like no paperwork.
That kid was going to send me to jail.
I'd let him go.
Go on.
Anwar says, oh, Goblins 3, the children yearn for more crazy subreddit content. It's me. I'm the children. It's not a question, but it is a desire.
Okay.
We'll probably do that.
So we won't answer it. Because this is a space for questions.
Okay, got it.
We didn't do any subreddit stuff today, but we did do some browser stuff.
Yeah, we were in Google
browser.
Chrome.
Yeah, all of it. There's a steering wheel video.
Steering wheel video is very funny. It's going to be a pain in the ass for whoever gets it.
Yeah.
Probably not me. I'll probably be gone.
You'll be busy.
Probably.
That's a
very
good feeling, I got to tell you.
Fuck.
Shooting these today? I don't want either of them.
Is that why they're all going a little longer than you think they would?
You know that's why.
Jesus, can we look
I lined up an editor for us, okay?
yeah. cheesy. Can we look forward to a second annual Common Sense Awards? I want to know how concerned parents like Catherine R. felt about the cunnilingus forward sinners.
I do want to do another Common Sense, or at least Oscars video.
Did we do it before or after the Oscars?
I think it was before.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my cowboy hat and my bolo, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Well, let's try to do it next week.
Oh.
How would that work?
The nominations are already out.
They are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are. Delroy.
Yeah, so we can do whatever we want.
Delroy got one. Do I have to see these movies then?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they have to watch. We don't have to watch them.
Okay. Nobody has to watch anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Still seeing that woman piss on that guy's face on the screen.
Yeah, that's still on the screen right there.
Just dumping piss.
I don't understand potty stuff. Totally frank with both of you.
It's bodily fluids.
I don't understand the sexual
people just like stuff coming out of somebody else.
In potty.
Would it exist or in poo-poo. A vacuum or is fart? Is it the taboo nature of it?
Taboo is always a big part of it.
Taboo.
You're saying you never sat down
taboo's
in the toilet.
Taboo is fine. I understand that to a degree.
I don't want to be in the position where I have to defend pee-pee and poo-poo stuff to you.
Why are you then? Just say, yeah,
I don't
weird.
Know.
I don't get it.
I mean, it is strange. I'm just trying to understand
do you do it?
It.
Is that why? Do you do this?
Do you do it?
Do you do potty stuff on stage when you play shows?
No.
Mom's no potty stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
That's after. You wait till after.
Yeah. Backstage.
That I'm okay with.
As long as it's in the public, brown room.
Whatever you want.
Brown room. Disgusting.
Well, it shouldn't be green because then you'd have a problem.
Yeah, right? You'd call the doctor. Emma, where did Charlotte get that sick prey shirt?
Lindsay.
There we go.
Lindsay gave it to me because she knew I liked prey.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
Your dad loves prey.
No, Washburn.
Oh, your friend. I was going to say, my dad doesn't know what prey is.
Do you think he'd like it?
No, I don't think he's a game.
He's a big life sim guy.
Right. He's not a video game guy.
No.
I don't know that he's ever played a video game.
He doesn't want to go to Talos.
Honestly, I don't think he's ever played maybe like an arcade game back in the day.
My dad gets excited about games and then remembers he doesn't really like them or play them. Right. Like he was like stoked for Battlefront 2. He loves Star Wars. And it looked really good. And so I got it. We pulled up split screen, gave him motion sickness.
Oh, of course. I went to visit my parents once, like a Battlefield game had just come. It was Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
And like I was talking about it, my dad's like, I want to try. Let me try.
I mean, that's perfect for dads. It's like, World War One.
What? You want to try Battlefield One?
I don't really
like it. And he's like, yeah, let me give it a shot. I'm like, you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And then immediately he's just like, like being in a 3D space. He could not comprehend how to move around.
Yeah.
So look straight at the ground.
They're not comprehensive.
The pitch and yaw of it all. Like, really
like a 2D game, you go left to right. That's all your brain needs to know. But now it's like, I can look. I know it just doesn't compute.
I mean,
so
I
just look at the ground and immediately start throwing grenades.
Yeah. Really, learned behavior. Yeah. You know, it's strange. It's not. It doesn't come naturally.
Like, I'm glad you wanted to try this, but like, I knew you weren't gonna like it.
I think a lot about the fact that I am going to be a dad that owns. I'm sure this is more common now too, but a dad that owns every single video game console and like plays video games.
Yeah,
and
that's like very common.
That's gotta be pretty embarrassing for my kids eventually, right?
Well, you don't play Magic. I feel like that would be way harder to do.
You've tried to get me in. I have Warhammer though. I paint minis and stuff.
I feel like that's a dad.
That feels distinctly daddy.
Yeah,
that's true.
Not daddy. I meant like daddy.
No, you meant daddy.
It sounded like daddy.
I saw that glint in your eye. You meant daddy.
Yeah, I twinkled.
No magic. Your mom's home show.
I shan't do Matt. Are you talking Magic the Gathering or Magic Illusions? And which one's more daddy?
You happy with yourself? I was talking about the gathering.
Okay.
I didn't even think about illusions.
Yeah, it could be. Imagine having an illusions dad.
Yeah,
that's the magician. That's really bad.
That's bad.
I guess just like party performer dad. Clowns, balloon animals, magic.
I was talking to my niece yesterday. She's very excited. She's having her 13th birthday party. It's coming up. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be there all day. This is her and her friends, you know.
Yes.
She doesn't want me there.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, your mom asked me to, I'm doing like a 1-2 hour, I have like this one man show where I'm
doing a live gameplay.
It's called The History of Clowning. And I kind of run you through like clowning from ancient to modern times. She didn't even think it was really funny.
Yeah.
No,
it was scary.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Lukewarm. What's the hardest you've ever laughed at something?
Oh man. I don't know.
Hercules in New York dubbed the first time I saw it. It's not, it's, I think it's like, I've never laughed. I've laughed at other things as hard as that.
Yeah.
But that is like up there. I've done it at Funhouse.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like a specific example.
You laughed really hard when I came out wearing that tiny little outfit.
That, yeah, I would say that's also, that's one of those. That's one of those for sure.
That was really, yeah. Really good.
You laughed really hard during the elf video.
Yeah. Oh, the lathe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You laughed really hard during the first Yoda puppet video.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. The first Minch one where he drinks the water.
Yes. Yeah. You were honking. Honking,
yeah, I was,
up a storm.
I was doing some honks.
Yeah. I remember.
That's how you know you got Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoopty weeping during that hoop-de-weep high stream. I like almost passed out because I like exhaled too hard.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking, this one's for the juggalos and the juggalettes.
Hoop-de-weep.
Boom.
Yeah. I can't get it for how bad Super Omen looks.
I feel like you've both gotten me in a Herc level.
I think the best I've gotten Patrick was that we were doing a fundraising stream and making Arizona Circle in Minecraft, and we were doing, instead of Mercy Goku, we were like, now me, I like Vegeta and Goku.
Yeah. No, the hardest you ever got me, I think, is probably the leprechaun thing that we had on stream. I think it was for like it might have been an inside gaming stream.
Leprechaun
it was
thing.
The beginning of COVID.
It's the beginning of COVID, and what show?
It was March 17th. It was Inside Gaming Streams, and okay. I made a bunch of bumpers. It was just like, it's like shitty,
these awful, like 3D leprechaun guy. And then the music would stop, and there was still one that would just like turn and look at the camera.
What the fuck?
And it would, would just turn. And,
what the hell?
The stream barely fucking worked because we had Rooster Teeth had some agreement with a company that did streaming stuff, even though like open source software, like OBS makes it easier than anything else.
That shit sucked. I didn't learn how to use it.
Yeah, we had to have
horrible.
Like a 2-hour meeting to learn how to set these up. It was crazy. And they didn't work.
Yeah.
But like it was just us playing Astro, and it was like
annihilating. I was like, I was busted.
I was doing them for different holidays for like 2 weeks when we thought it was gonna be a short thing. But it was like I had one for like National Dog Day or something and all kinds of shit. I lost them. I went looking for them once.
I know. I wanted
the leprechaun
St.
one
Patrick's
was
Day one.
That's quite good
funny.
Stuff.
That's, and then for you, I think it's probably
same old foie gras. There's the
didn't I taught your father
that one.
How to throw the disc?
Oh, that's, no, that's that one.
That
it's
one's
that
definitely
one.
More.
Yeah.
I taught your father to throw the discus.
Yes, it's that.
Yeah.
That might have been the moment that Astro Goblin kind of clinched into what it became.
Yeah.
Because
this is how we do our humor.
Like, I see. I got it. I get it.
It's
like a lattice
turned into one thing, woven together.
Taught your father.
I think the worst time I've ever had with you, it's nothing to do with you, was that one Halloween stream.
That was bad.
The spaghetti filled
one?
We
were both despairing together.
Yeah, but we both elected to
leave.
To leave, but also to not really participate in it because we were both MCs.
And then we got yelled at for not cleaning up.
I
didn't make a mess. I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
Ryan and John got all that spaghetti everywhere.
Yeah, they didn't do shit, I'm sure.
I had a bad time because I drank those horrible drinks, those like mystery shots, and I had like a horrible headache. So I was just like, felt so bad.
Yeah.
But Don did a great video edit on that video and I laughed very hard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fernando says, will the next set of Galactic Book Club episodes use the same intro and outro music? I love that little jam after our two screens.
I'm making another one.
Hey, you're out of luck, Fernando. What is this?
I do love that.
Matilda Jareza says, 8530 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California, 90211. Dear Mr. Astro, what do you do when you feel lonely? From Prompton F, age 48, 2601 West Cervantes Street, Pensacola, Florida.
What is that
address? What do you do
when you feel lonely? Is
that Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California.
That came up in some video where like there was a Wilshire address and then it turned out it just went to the tar pits.
Oh,
can't remember what this was.
Yeah. But what do you do when you feel lonely? jack off. I don't know.
Goon.
Yeah. But you keep FaceTiming people to see. Hey, I'm pretty lonely. Can you keep coming? hey, what's up?
Pull up ChatGPT. Talk to like Neo or Luke Skywalker, John Cena.
Talk to Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
ChatGPT. Oh, yes. Idris chatter. That's
I actually have
chatbots
for both of you that I'll chat with sometimes.
Are they really sycophantic or are they more combative?
Yeah.
Combative?
Well, there's a slider. I can do it in real time.
I don't think an AI can replicate how our group chat operates.
You know what? I think about that sometimes, but then I'm like, it'd probably be really easy.
You changed my background again.
I couldn't see.
It was horrible. It was like just black text on a white background.
Did you see what it was, though?
Yes, I realized
the first chapter of Moby Dick.
I saw that.
Yeah.
How many other books have characters named Ishmael?
Yeah.
But yeah, Patrick changed the background on our chat to a poster of Mr. McCormick's.
No, it was a Blu-ray cover.
Yeah.
It was a Blu-ray cover.
But the title was right where the text box is.
Yeah.
So like, you can't see shit.
There were just no contrast.
Yeah. And like the message bubble's like, it's clear now.
Yeah.
So you see right through it to Mr. McCormick's wonder report.
So you said it was like, you couldn't see anything, so you changed it. So then I... You know, I took that as a challenge, and I took a photo of a page of Moby Dick. It was, I mean, it was really bad.
It shifted into light mode, and you couldn't see anything. When I was looking at the first one of Mr. McGorium, I tried to write, fuck sake, I can't read anything. And when I sent it, I saw that it said, fuck sale. And I was like, well, there you go. I can't see dick.
Like, and then like the Moby Dick one, it's like all of our text bubbles became white with black text a white page with black text on it.
I had to change it because pulled up my phone. I was like, I gotta text those guys, and then I was like, I don't want to look at that background, so I put my phone away.
I took this screenshot of like some messages we were exchanging.
Okay,
whereas we were complaining about V4 frame IO version 4.
Yeah,
and then there's like, I sent a GIF of Chancellor Valorum, and on it is the Viatrav guy with somebody. It looks like they're blowing him.
And then
there's Jeremy Renner with all the nurses.
That's Erica throwing herself on the coffin.
On the Viatrav guy with a shirtless Jeremy Renner behind him, with on top of that, Jeremy Renner in the hospital bed with all like the people around him with a snowplow coming in.
Yeah.
And then off to the left is Biff.
they were really quite good.
Right above that, Charles Wax.
Right about that, Charles Wax blowing a woman's brains out.
I thought about because, and I was like, you know, I've got like the NAS like home server stuff, and then I was like, oh, maybe at some point I'll switch back to Android because it works better with a lot of that open source software and stuff. And then I realized they wouldn't be able to do stickers in AstroGatlin on chat.
Oh,
and I was like,
I'm
not switching. I'm gonna stay with iPhone now.
Group chats where someone has an Android stock.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Because now you can still put little
reactions
on stuff.
Well,
at least now you can text.
You can
them.
Do it.
Yes.
Because it used to create like 6 different alternate group chats.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
There's a picture from something special we shot recently.
Yeah.
Something big. And, a bunch of like stickers taken from the same picture laid on top of it haphazardly.
Oh yeah.
I definitely did not see
so
this.
So it's just us from the image. It's like stickers of us from the picture put back on the picture.
It's from the RPG show we did.
Yeah.
Which we should be less coy.
We didn't announce.
We should make people excited.
We only told the
I'm just saying
OT8s or whatever.
If you're hearing it right now.
Yeah, operating Phaeton level 8. Isn't that the highest? Or is OT7? OT8 is, I think, maybe like not really attainable.
Whatever they're telling us is the highest, there's a higher one.
Yeah, OT7 is the real highest. OT8's there just so.
I think OT8 is like
exciting.
The one that like LRH achieved.
Okay. Nobody else. Did you guys like the Scientology style Star Wars video I sent?
Yeah.
Everything that happened in Star Wars is real.
Yes.
The Orion Syndicate is not the Jedi.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have an RPG show coming.
Yeah. Yeah. We made it with Dan.
Yeah.
And Omar and Rick.
And Omar and Rick
for us, or did the whole studio thing.
The
It'll
whole
be
studio.
The
yeah.
best looking thing we have
studio.
Ever done.
It's an RPG.
And we still
that Dan
covered it in trash.
Yeah, we still did our best to make it look shitty.
The whole set
oh,
was
I have
trash.
All those videos.
Yeah.
In Drive.
So,
just throwing the set away. Mm-hmm. It was the
you have the one of me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to put that in Drive.
It was a genius move.
Yeah,
make the set out of trash.
It's gonna be 6 episodes.
Like
it was very fun.
Yeah. Yes, we had a great time. Hopefully, people
could you cut
will
it
like
a little,
it. Snip it up
what?
On the video. Let's do another question
of me.
What?
Cut it around. Cut it a little
bit. What do you mean cut it?
The social video. Well, I just like, I cut some dead air and did a few zooms.
I was like, oh, did you say something in it?
Yeah. I was like, did you say something? I don't remember.
I cut the stuff I said that was so bad.
Free Palestine.
Get that out of there. Dodie OMG, what do I say when my coworkers ask what the white baby Grinch sticker on my water bottle means?
Tell them it's white baby Grinch.
Tell them they made the Grinch white.
This water bottle looks so bad.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty hideous stickers.
I need
to except for that one right there. What's the big one?
Low gray.
The real
Sam
sticker.
The Sandler's Obispo Records store sticker.
I love my Who Will You Become sticker.
That's a great sticker.
Every once in a while I still have the package.
I have one. Yeah.
A package?
We ordered like six.
Oh, you just have a bunch?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's our favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to need
those. We don't really do What a Show anymore, we even missed Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Fuck, I haven't been lenting.
That's probably the first Ash Wednesday we've ever missed, right?
Probably. But things have been...
I mean, it's...
Things have been different,
yeah.
But we're still doing it every now and then.
Yeah, you don't have to subscribe.
You don't have to.
You know, yeah. We still have some.
If you want to put the money somewhere, put it towards Patreon. Our job now, so it's harder to justify doing.
Yeah, you can do like a special. You can like request that Jacob be left out if you're more of a What a Show fan.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, just have Grok do it.
They know how to get me out of the house. Yeah. And keep me out.
Yeah.
Grok, can you give me Astro Goblin video without Jacob?
Yeah. Are there any?
No,
I guess it's a weird situation because I live
Patreon
here.
Videos.
Yeah,
there's just the Split Fiction,
yeah,
which apparently there's a Split Fiction movie in the works starring Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, just like the Gundam movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Great.
So yeah. Fuck.
I love when people talk about video game movies. It's like, are they good now? Why aren't they ever good? And it's like, stop making them. Who wants this?
Yeah.
Shut up.
They made the Fallout TV show.
Fallout's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool show.
First
season of Last of Us is cool, but like, I don't ever need a video game movie.
Mario movie.
I don't need it.
Mario Galaxy.
That one makes more sense than
like. So why'd it take them this long?
Because it's already just a nonsense.
Resident Evil?
Whatever.
Come on. Don't you love Mila?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Silent Hill.
I'm excited for Resident Evil because it's...
Zach Krieger. Yeah, Krieger.
That's right.
Boy,
I forgot they were making a new one.
You see that Mummy? There's a new Mummy movie. It's not The Mummy, but it's called The Mummy.
Yeah.
Ugh. What's the next
question?
But
it's from the Evil Dead Rise guy.
Oh, who did direct that?
Is that Fetty?
No,
Fetty Wap?
What
Fetty
Wap, right? Fetty Wap, really?
Alvarez.
The Mummy New.
The moment in
Lee Cronin.
Lee Cronin,
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise, when she eats that glass and goes, it kills the grumblies in my tummy. That was an all-time of the
movie. It looks like it might be a pretty good spooky movie.
I gotta get back on top of the spooky scares.
The trailer
of it
is
all.
Funny because they're like, we found your daughter that disappeared 8 years ago. Here she is. And she's just like this horrible, just like terrifying, like
what
mummified girl.
Oh,
this
mummy.
New mummy. Yeah. Not
how
mummy,
would you like your daughter?
Back. Another question. Oh, where the fuck? Juan A. Not a question. Just wanted to sincerely thank you all for doing that charity stream. I came to the U.S. when I was very young and lived undocumented for over 20 years, so it really meant a lot to see you guys helping out. Thanks again from the bottom of my heart, and much love to you all.
Hell yeah.
Shouts out.
That's what we love to hear. Yeah. I have not stopped thinking about Chinga, a pinche migra.
Oh, yeah. We should just use those in all our streams.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Ching, 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 chinga, a pinche migra.
Fuck ice.
fuck
more ice. Okay, let's see. Kevin Calamity, who was the hacker sack friend of your youth? We all had one.
Hacker?
Like a hacky sack?
Oh, like hacky sack?
Saying hacky sack?
Yeah, they said hacker sack.
Yeah, I had a bunch. I was definitely
maybe Eric
Bucci. Like a bunch of us did it.
I was in the hacky sack. Like,
Mine was Dylan for
orbit,
sure.
But I wasn't ever good at it. But like, if you smoke weed a lot in high school, like it's kind of like unavoidable.
Yeah, I was never good. I would kick it. I would participate.
Yeah,
but
you could start it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But no, I was not.
I didn't really know
juggling.
Anyone that sacked.
I had a lot of sackers in my
big sack heads.
Big sack heads. Mm.
Haste.
Which is a great way to listen to some of the worst music you've ever heard.
There
used to
go.
Hang out with kids who do hacky sacks.
What is it? What kind of vibe was it?
I'm thinking like
2000.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it starts at Fish, I think, but then it's, you know, you got your Umphrey's McGee. Fuck, that's the only one I remember. Really, anyone who played 10K? Remember 10K?
I don't know what that
hippie,
is.
Hippie, gross jam band music festival in northern Minnesota.
Is that what it sounded like?
Hang on, I gotta look up some jam band names because they're so bad.
That's the sound you make for Ween fans too.
Well, because Ween fans, there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of crossover between like Ween and jam band people.
Oh god. I'll ask you another question while you're looking for that.
Yeah.
This one's from Haste. What city?
Crazy that Ween came from Bucks County.
String cheese incident. Yeah. Let's see. Widespread panic. That was another big one. I had a lot of friends who were into that shit. Yeah. I like sincerely tried. Because I was like, they all like it.
Yeah.
This must be
like,
it's
got to be something cool. Likable in there.
And I one song in. Every single time I'd get one song in and be like, I can't do this.
That's how I am with Lana Del Rey. It's different though.
Okay.
Where I'm just like, she's popular. People like her. And then all of a sudden I'm like, this is boring.
Well, gay men like her.
Yeah. Right? They do.
Yeah.
Mm. Haste, totally what city crazy. Would you sack given the opportunity?
Oh.
Do I win?
Any Norman city. It
depends on you.
Yeah, somewhere in the Normans.
Somewhere in and around Normandy.
Yeah, the Normans. Yeah,
but it would have to be a castle. Like I said, I'm reading Between Two Fires. So
somewhere
I'm just
at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
I want them to send out their senora.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I'll, you know, wage war or whatever. What is it, sieging?
Sacking.
Oh, so
you've won.
Ransacking.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think, the gates are open. Yeah. You're flooding in.
Yeah.
Do I have to stay? Like, do I make it my home now?
I mean, sacking.
No. I feel like Miami. I'd take their beautiful beaches and women and bring them, take them out of there.
Yeah.
Beautiful, liberal women.
I'd sack Bakersfield.
To do what?
I don't know. Take all their dirt.
I'd sack it and just level it. It's gone.
Just gone.
It's and then bulldoze it into the ocean there anymore. Yeah.
Levos, what's the funniest number of times to reread Infinite Jest in a row? Or can I be free at 2?
What? Be free?
What?
What?
What's the funniest number of times to reread Infinite Jest in a row?
Oh, this person's always asking us about Infinite Jest.
This one.
No, this kid does. This guy always asks us about Infinite Jest.
This is Levos. Yeah.
Levos, why are you asking? why are you asking about David Foster Wallace?
I don't know.
Read five more times.
Also, the funniest thing is his hat.
Well, he doesn't have a hat. He wears the bandana.
That's a hat of sorts.
No, it's a bandana.
All right, I don't know. Respect.
I read it.
Well played, sir.
I read it.
And
once.
You have. I've heard good things.
I don't even know what
it's great. It's really good. If you don't, if just
is it a clown
looking,
thing?
It's a book about clowns. It's like a discourse book though. Also, so if you can avoid all of that, it's great.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It's like if you wanted to just watch Fight Club or Joker or things that people had a lot of discourse about. And it's like, you can just consume it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then keep it to yourself.
I'll suck it right down. Oh, you can't spell soon identity with an ass titty. The rapture just happened. What's getting you cast back down?
Cast back down?
Like, we got raptured, but we're getting sent back.
Oh.
It doesn't
work like that. That's not how you get
returned to sender.
Yeah.
You just don't disappear.
If we don't disappear, then we're here for...
But let's say you do
disappear,
but you get then they discover...
Returned, yeah.
There's a tranche that comes out.
Yeah.
Like you're in heaven and they discover a tranche?
Like a tranche, yeah. Like
Wouldn't they already know if they're in heaven?
No, I don't
think
God...
It's not like
God,
a server issue.
It's a well-concealed tranche.
From the Lord? Like,
yeah, I mean...
He's not infallible to us.
Maybe God's in the files
of
this particular trunk.
That could be.
Yeah.
So there's a trunk. Well, I use that as an example.
Coveting my neighbor's wife.
There's a lot of
which
covet
came
stuff.
Up, I think, in the last podcast. Yeah.
My neighbor?
In the Hitman video, there's some really funny covet stuff.
Oh, that video where you're talking about all the covet stuff.
You're talking about remember. Coveting her twice in the butt?
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of Star Wars that becomes like, you will not covet her against me.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We're talking about did Emperor Palpatine ever covet Padme? And then after that, I put in the clip of him going, don't kill me.
Please.
Don't kill me. It's a good video.
Yeah, I can't wait. Archangel Jake, what was your favorite part of today's podcast?
I don't know.
Maybe they'll time a rat, Redwall.
Yeah, the rat stuff at the beginning was pretty fun.
Yeah, Redwall.
Yeah,
Asmodeus Poison Teeth.
Yeah, Asmodeus Poison
You guys
teeth.
Naming fictional
part.
Snakes
yeah.
was up there with Jacob naming fictional Italians.
Right.
Steve R., you guys burp all the time in your videos. How come no farting?
Because we get it all out through the mouth.
Yeah, we're top level gassers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I fart in this house all the time. I guess I haven't done it on video.
I want to keep an air of propriety around farting. Yes. I think there should still be shame around it.
Right.
I agree.
And my girlfriend's always trying to get me to be like, she's like, you don't fart. And I'm like, because there are some things that should be repressed.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I'll fart comedically in front of Tara.
I did. She was giving me like fake grief. She's like, you've never farted in front of me. Except apparently once I did fart in my sleep. Pretty loud. But she says, you never fart. And I was like, I just don't want to. And she's like, why don't you? And I was like, I don't know. And you then I paused. I was like drying some dishes. And I was like, I bet you if I try it right now, I could fart.
Got something
to
change.
Did you poop your pants?
Okay. That would have been really funny. No, but I did.
I gotta go.
I did kind of pause for a second and just like, ripped one and she ended up on the floor laughing.
You farted in front of me once.
Did I?
Yeah, it was at the Funhouse office.
Oh. What happened?
We were like, it was the end of the day, I think. Like about to leave.
That's what happened.
When we were still in like that smaller office, like towards the end, like a
smaller office.
Like it was like we moved from the horrible cave and we were all in that other room. Like,
I don't know what
it was like where Sugar
about.
Pine used to be, remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but I don't remember what was happening, but I just remember you were wheeling your bike past. It went, oops.
I mean, listen, it wouldn't be as funny if we did it as carelessly as some people want.
It sure. was very funny.
Sure.
Was there anything worse than just like doing a real stinker when you were in school and it was completely silent? And you're like, oh my God.
I got a poker face. Yeah. I have nothing to do. Yeah, you got to be
the
second person.
What
the heck was that? Yeah. Somebody said, ew, and you're like, oh, I smell it too.
Whoa, something bit me.
Yeah. Oh, who put all this brown on me?
You hear that? Okay. You shit my pants.
There have been many times where I laugh and I fart a little.
Yeah, that's happened to me in this room while we've been doing it, but nobody's noticed.
Oh,
we have to get an ass mic for Jacob.
Like, you're breathing.
It's like one of those cameras they stick your ass
on. Oh, colonoscopy camera.
It's like
that's like a second camera we just have on screen at all.
Yeah, there's like a light that turns
it's
on.
It's just like that house game.
Happening. Yeah,
we should have a boom op though.
Yeah.
Or it's somebody with one of those mirrors they used to look for like bombs under cars.
Oh, yeah.
You hear a lot more. Okay. Steve R., you guys. Oh, wait. David Jones, what's your favorite guitar solo of any song of all time?
I don't know. I do know the one from School of Rock, like by heart.
Okay.
Oh baby, we was making straight A's, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to that kid.
Probably, I'm not really a guitar guy.
Yeah,
you know, Iron Maiden's got some banger solos on there.
Yeah, you like the
Rime of the Ancient Mariner?
Yeah, probably Halo.
Halo, that's
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
I think we need to descend into a dark age of sorts, so not as many people can play guitar.
Right,
shredding is more special.
I agree.
Like how reading used to be.
Do you remember in Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny when I think it's Ben Stiller is telling them the story of the pick and he says something about like how the guy who got the pick could shred like only the most tastiest riffs on his lute. And then it's like, it's like this wood carving looking painting of a guy with a lute, and in the background, it's just like, like shredding electric guitar. It's so good.
Rock and roll is
just
so funny.
The tiniest moment in that movie, but I like will never forget it. It's so fucking good.
We should have more distant guitar riffs.
I mean, we should have some present guitar riffs. We've talked about that.
That's right.
We do need distant ones too, though, with some like heavy reverb and like. Yeah.
I could probably make that have a little. Just I do like have a whammy bar. I can just put it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person dead under G'day Goblins, Death Battle, Pyacon from Avatar, Willy from Free Willy.
Piacon clears.
Piacon.
Piacon would
100%. Piacon's whole thing is that he's a killer. Free Willy just wants
and he's to be free.
Yeah.
He's so big.
He can
he's so
much fit bigger. Free Willy in his mouth.
Yeah, you could connect with him with his mouth.
Also, can we say Free Willy's? You're right. Yeah, Free Willy's a bitch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Learn to live in the fucking tank.
Friends with a boy
or kill a guy.
He
kill
didn't even,
someone.
He didn't even bond with what? That boy like Piacon did.
What's the Titicum?
Yeah, Titicum, the SeaWorld killer.
Who killed like three people or something? Yeah. Killed a homeless guy?
Got that sad fin?
Yeah.
It's all dipping?
And did they kill him or is he still out there?
Jacob, you should watch Star Trek 4.
Star Trek 4. That's the whale one, right?
Yeah, just watch that.
That's the Leonard Nimoy whale one?
Directed,
I mean, yeah.
It's just I talked to you about
it's
this
just
a good little bit.
Movie.
That's the one that I've heard is goofy, right?
It's very basically silly. A Muppet
it's
awesome. Movie.
It's a Muppet
it's
movie.
It's so good. Yeah.
It's very good, and I feel like...
Humpbacks?
No, well, oh, no, I think there are humpbacks.
I think they're humpbacks or blue whales or something. They're like one of those.
Blue whales are too big.
Massive.
They're a baleen type.
It might be a humpback, I don't remember if it has the bigness of a grampus.
Scotty makes the room for the whales.
Makes a room like a giant tank?
Yeah, on the Enterprise.
There's no way it's blue whales.
It plays fast and loose. Well, it's a Constitution class ship, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue whales. Like the amount of water that would, how much the water would weigh.
You should watch the movie.
It's a Constitution class ship,
or is it Galaxy class at that point?
Actually, don't know. It might be. Yeah. When does it get destroyed?
I don't. You know, I'm not going to look it up because we because
no
shouldn't.
One cares. And
more
no,
question.
No,
if there's anything
over an hour,
if there's anything people care about. That's
we'll get to
They'll
the bottom of this. We'll get to the bottom of this. I lost it. Where did it go? Dangshus, if you could Alea Vijnana yourself to any machine, what machine would you choose?
I don't know. What
that's
that
from
means.
Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron Blooded Orphans.
You're taken as a war orphan and have like a plug installed on your like the top of your spine.
Yeah, forcibly. So
you could
be,
have
like,
it done like
boy.
Three times if you're autistic.
Yeah.
Really?
And it
at
lets
least
you
that's
operate
the
giant machines better.
I would use my KitchenAid stand mixer.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be
a good one.
That'd be really cool.
I'd be able to know when I've perfectly incorporated the sugar into the mixture.
Yeah. I'd use my bidet.
Oh yeah, just jack in and then like you can.
I have full control.
Perfectly
over
the
clean. Yeah.
It's like Doc Ock's arms, and you go, "What?
Yeah,
that much tritium? No." And then
the inhibitor chip breaks.
Oh,
and then there's
God.
Water everywhere.
You poop too hard. It kills everyone in the house.
I do my lawnmower.
Oh, that's cool. It's a lot of moves.
I love
something
her.
The moves.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a rider?
Nope. It's just a push. It doesn't,
it
even,
an
have,
Alex
doesn't even have like the assist. It's just a push.
Just
mower.
Push. Well,
my dad was the head coach at Moore Park High School for the baseball. Mm-hmm. He would mow the field. That was his favorite thing.
Oh,
and I'd be like walking home and I walk past the field and I see him out there just hunched over, just going back and forth.
Yep.
He loved it. He's he always had a good pattern too. Yep.
My brother has the craziest patterns when he mows my
their
backyard. You know, he'll come in and he'll go like, he'll take a sip of water and goes, nothing like a cool drink after doing some work. It's like an art. And you look out and it looks
abstract art.
It looks like linguine.
Yeah.
On the plate.
It's all over the place.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. We got two more. Boromir dies. How to remove skid marks out of underwear emergency. Shit, this isn't Google. What was the last concert you went to?
Probably Viagra Boys.
Went to
Viagra
see
Boys.
Lucius. The Whale Turn.
From Gladiator?
Yeah.
Isn't that the
was
kid in Gladiator?
No,
kid?
It was Lucius Malfoy.
Oh,
okay.
It was Jason Isaacs.
A Night with Lucius Malfoy.
Just
was
one
he playing
stool?
A harpsichord? Yeah.
He does like a Chappelle like stand-up
set. He's smoking. He's got that weird hunch that Chappelle has.
It's Lucius Malfoy in a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
Yeah.
That's good
I
stuff.
Think that's probably the last one I went to.
Yeah, it was Viagra Boys. I'm going to go see Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, in like May or something.
Cool.
Very excited for that.
Cool.
Sorry about the poopies. Iris, Charlotte, have you de-patricked your road craft?
Oh.
I actually did go in to see if there was a setting to turn, like in difficulty or accessibility, to turn on full refunds.
Yeah.
There is not. But I did sell the fuel truck. The good news is that they just put truck in No Man's Sky, so it's fine.
Right. I mean, that's what I've been doing when I've like had too much Doll Man in Death Stranding 2. I go and play Death Stranding in No Man's Sky.
You got to do the trick where you throw him at the wall.
I did do that.
And I think it does work.
I'm not sure. I'll have to try it again.
I was the room.
He kept talking.
It didn't satisfy.
He has to get mad at you.
I like throwing him at the wall.
He'll eventually like tell you to stop.
Okay.
He's also, it's not worth using him for recon.
Like, oh, no, I've never.
You just get
never,
to any slightly never. High point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mechanics in that game that there kind are. Of go to no use. Like the flooded rivers, doll man. Like,
yeah, it's like, oh, the water level's rising. Even it's just like fire. A little dangerous.
Even all. The fires and stuff.
Fires barely exist.
I just encountered fire
of, like,
for the first time.
It almost only ever happens
the
during
tar
like, story
cannon is
beats.
Like unusable.
Stupid.
There's no reason for it. I was like, there's surely there's got
to
be
for some
other
reason. I'm like averse to turret things in video games where it's like, I don't really want to like
place
put
this,
an anchor down and have
to
be stuck.
The chiral one is cool.
Okay.
They're useful when they're on your car.
Yeah. Oh, you can put them on your car
eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you still get to drive a thing.
But yeah, when it's just like on the ground, it's like, wait, I just sit here and wait for people to charge me. And
yeah. I know. I'm the same. Yeah. Yes, with in-game turrets, I'm like, I just want to take it
the
with
shield,
me.
Too.
There's a shield?
The shield I actually did use.
Really? Like,
it was pretty good.
Like you put it down, you stand behind
you can,
it?
Yeah. Yes, you can just kind of like hold it and move.
Oh, that's cool.
I did actually use that a fair amount.
That sounds really cool, actually.
It was cool.
There's like guns and stuff in this game.
There, there's some
there's
good
guitars.
Guns.
There's guitars. Oh, cool.
Jacob, the
oh
fun.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I know you're not going to listen to me. But I feel like after you finish the story,
okay,
play to whatever you feel like feels fun afterwards, and then don't touch it. Don't try to platinum it.
What about
don't
all my
try
trophies?
To five star it.
I'm don't. Doing it.
I've already five starred like four different guys.
Yeah. Well,
really?
I just can't stop delivering stuff. Okay. I'm just having
well,
a good
maybe
time.
Maybe you'll be fine with it. Maybe I'm overselling it. I just feel like I wish I had stopped playing that game when it was still fun for
me. I saw that big old mountain. I was like, looking at the map, and I was looking at a mountain right there, and I was like, wow, it's a huge mountain. Then I turned the camera, and there was one that was like going off the map into
they
the sky.
Are
and I was like,
crazy, the whoa. Mountain in this game.
I'm excited to play. I love playing Death Stranding. I'm glad to be playing it again.
I'll be looking
I
forward to playing
fucking,
it again myself.
The Magellan, the DHV Magellan is so cool.
The Deep Tar Hunting Vessel Magellan?
That's the very same.
Well,
the Metal
but
Gear
for some
ass.
Reason, tar isn't part of that. No, like the...
No, it's like
DTHV was too much.
Yeah, the T is part of the D.
It doesn't make sense.
There's a reason.
But it's
and
cool.
You know it.
I do. Do I remember?
I fought that octopus
probably
robot,
no,
the mech.
Yeah, you fought the only good boss.
Is that really? Because like I was like, this is kind of fun. After I fought that head that was that sucked. It was you're just throwing grenades at a thing until it's dead. That's all the
questions.
No,
that'll be all the rest of the boss battles too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
But it's coming to PC, and so I really do think there will be a mute. Doll man
oh,
mod.
Did you
be.
Ever beat the like Demon Souls Lord of the Storm or whatever style? Or no, not that's the Dark Souls 3 guy.
Lord of the Storm.
You remember the, like the big manta ray?
Oh,
in Demon
I
Souls?
Captured that one.
That was that not fun, but pretty cool.
Once I got it,
pretty cool.
I like was throwing myself against it, and then once I got it, I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, the I just captured my first kangaroo.
Oh.
And then went a fire.
Oh, you took it to churches?
Took it to churches.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
I built a hot spring and I get a hologram quokka.
A hologram quokka? Those
hologram
are the ones that smile all the time?
Hologram quokka.
Oh my God.
Quokka.
Hologram
I can't
world.
Wait to play more.
All right, we got one more question.
No, that was all of them.
Oh, that was it.
That was it.
Oh, shit.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for waiting.